Arthurian literature, particularly in Bradley and also in T.H. White, also deals with the problem of romance and male-female relationships, which has been pretty much absent from a lot of fantasy literature up until this point. Le Guin can say that The Tombs of Etuan is all about sex, but there's no actual sex in The Tombs of Etuan, and likewise for many, many, many other fantasy books, sex is completely exiled. In fact, I think it's very clearly intentionally exiled in Tolkien. It's exiled for various reasons, mostly having to do with the child protagonists in people like Lewis and in Le Guin. But in Arthurian literature, sex is right there in the middle of things. And that's important because it shows that even in a fantasy context, there can be very serious adult treatments of things like male-female relationships and sexuality. Now, it's interesting to note that some sections of T.H. White's Once and Future King that dealt with sex, or at least talking about what we'd call the birds and the bees talk, were censored, were cut out of the American versions of the text, and were left in the English versions. But then the end of T.H. White, as the book grows up, as the book becomes about adults, is very much about the sex between Lancelot and Guinevere, and White even is daring enough to talk about how this was between two people who were old people and not maybe necessarily as physically attractive as they'd been in their youth. And I think that's kind of daring in fantasy literature. Le Guin does sort of the same thing in Tehanu, though it maybe doesn't work quite as well. In any event, sex is just a stand-in in my argument to show that Arthurian literature is much more closely connected to the mainstream, even though it's fantasy. It deals with mainstream issues as well as dealing with fantasy issues about death and immortality. After all, Arthur is supposed to come again. He's the once and future king. And by doing so, it shows that fantasy really can tackle any issues that its writers set their minds to. Now, as we'll see in the next lecture, there's another strand of mainstream literature that has fantastic or fantasy connections, and that's the so-called magical realism of writers like Italo Calvino, Umberto Eco, Jorge Luis Borges, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Salman Rushdie, and Mark Helprin. But magical realism also remains very distinct from fantasy literature. And in the next lecture, I'm going to explain what magical realism can and can't do, and perhaps why it doesn't engage with exactly the same things that fantasy literature and even Arthurian literature does.
This ends Lecture 13.